career. That included 5 World Series titles, along with a team record 3,465 hits. He retired back in 2014. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's May the 15th, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning, folks.
Hey, you look like you survived the weekend again.
Yes, we were up in beautiful Siskiyou County in the Scott Valley, which is just gorgeous.
Ooh, I bet it is. And good morning to you, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, and hey, yeah, it is the beginning of...
All those things you had going last week.
Oh, we both did. Can you turn my headphones up just a little bit?
I can.
After we had 5 million people in the studio this weekend. There we go. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Well, first of all, before I go into the weather... Because, you know, that's what we usually do. Let's just think. I mean, we had the weekend that was the crazy weekend. Let's just thank everybody that came out. Coram Ranch, Friday. And we always like to kind of cap on Monday. We kind of cap what happened over the weekend. So as you heard the show on Friday, we were talking about getting ready to go to the rodeo media trail ride.
Yeah, the Reading Rodeo. We have a trail ride every year, and it's been in different places. And this is the second time we've had it at Coram Ranch, and it was absolutely fabulous. You can't ask more from Curtis.
And Byron. And I'm sorry, you guys. Let me just get up here on my Monday morning tongue. It is Debbie and Curtis Byron.
Right.
Owners of Coram Ranch.
Right. And Siskiyou Insurance.
Fantastic. So generous. Now, you have to realize, you know, you've got, I don't know how many people must have been there. Plus, we had everybody from every news agency.
Yeah.
And they just say, open their arms and say, here, use this. Oh, feel free. So we had this beautiful, you know, the media goes out and one of the gals had a GoCam, you know. So I think she was with Channel 24. So I'm sure there was a lot of good footage. So we thank them so much. That's how Friday started out. It was very successful. And Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Best Little Sandwich Shop came through with all the great little sandwiches. Even though their child was sick, they still got everything done and everything out there. The food was wonderful. Again, though, we want a huge shout out, of course, to the Reading Rodeo Association, Rick Williams and his crew that brought all the horses out. And it was just a good time.
So great to get to know.
Coram Ranch and Debbie and Curtis Byron.
Yeah. It's so great to get to know.
Curtis is putting a bid in for a piece of property right here close to us to move his insurance company to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's a story we'll talk about later, too.
Him. Put our hands up in the back of that guy. Okay, so then Saturday, And I don't know about you. I have never done a garage. I've attended a million in my life. In fact, L.A., when I did, Bob, you'll love this. When I did club work in L.A., all of the clothes that I got, I had found at some kind of exotic garage sale. And so I've always found that, you know, I do like vintage. I love that. So, but I've never put one on. And so Saturday, as you know, we had a block garage sale. Talk about stressful. At 3:40 in the morning, I woke up. I could not sleep because I thought, well, I got that up in the attic still, and I got that underneath the house. Oh, what about, can I bring that out? I should bring that out. So, I'm, you know, pulling my hair up by 5 o'clock in the morning. As soon as 5 o'clock, the alarm went off. Carl and I started to schlep our stuff out, and we have a carport, out in the carport. So I'm still up in the attic, and I thought, well, you know, I've got that California King bed, you know, a bunch of bedding, and, you know, I should just try that, just sell it, just see, you know, if it moves today. So 6:40, the first people come
by. The early birds.
Well, I say when we put down in the paper, it starts at 8, early birds at 6:40 is a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 6:40, I'm still...
One of us was ready out there with things
you
marked.
Were not.
I had things marked. I had things. I was standing there. I was standing there with my little change in my pockets.
That's what you see in the ads, no early birds.
I know. It says that. But you know what?
Oh, my...
I sell things. And he said...
That just encourages...
He wanted two of the three paintings, or prints, and I said, you don't get...
Oh, is this guy who bought him?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
the
right
first
off.
Guy. And he said, well, I just want two of them. I went, you don't...
No.
No. No, you don't get two unless you take three for the same price.
Anyway, we just let everything go for a deal.
And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
When he goes, well, you know, he said, I'll have to get a piece because the glass was had a little crack in it. I went, hey, buddy, you're getting a great deal here. All you have to do is put a piece of glass on it.
Right.
You got something for your
Just room. Whatever. Just
take it.
We were starting
and,
it.
And he said, okay, you're right.
Most of these early people actually are flippers, though. They will.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
Let them flip it. I don't. Maybe they have selling in their own yard sale. Yeah. Make
maybe
$5.
I bought those
at their
store. Anyway, so what I'm trying to get to is that on that day, we were there. We stayed. I guess it started from 7. We were there with everything out till about 1 o'clock and the whole block. Well, it was really lovely because we had so many friends and listeners that came by.
And did you have people kind of watching the tables? Because theft at these garage
never,
sales,
not
never
thing.
Had a problem.
Rampant.
Okay.
I was surprised. I mean, Carl was selling one of his Marine Corps knives and he had boots and no. We were
that's
very,
good.
Very. Maybe it's because you did have Marine Corps stuff and the flag out in front.
Maybe
you're
it was
like,
because
mm.
we were standing there the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't leave. I mean, Linda brought out lunch one time, and then we came by and people were selling stuff then. So it was anyway. It was a great time. Met a lot of super people, including Dwayne from the. He and his wife work on the railroad, and he's a former Marine. And he's lived all over, but they moved here. They said, we want to go to Dunsmuir. He goes, does it have a Target? And they say, what, you mean it's got to have a Target? And he goes, yeah. Does it have a Target? And they go, no. He says,
there's a Dollar General, and that's about it.
And they said, Redding's got a Target, and it's a nice town, so here they are.
Yeah.
And he's running the railroad down here, so it's kind of cool.
And we had some loyal listeners that were just delighted
to come by and
encourage us. In fact, one of the gals drives is a
school bus
driver.
And we're going to talk to her at 8 o'clock today about staying in school and getting good jobs and all that. So there.
And then on Saturday night, before we go to the weather, Saturday night was the Safari Club International. So after we schlepped all our stuff out, put it back in,
some of it back
got dressed, went over to Wind River where it was the Safari Club International
spectacular
here in Redding. We thank all the very generous people who donated and our table who had a ball. And Michelle, happy birthday. Today's Michelle's birthday. You know, some people call her the chicken lady because she lives across the street. They know her as the chicken lady. But Michelle, if you're listening,
John.
Happy birthday.
Okay, now, Bad Bob, how much is a bottle of Jack Daniel's Gentleman Jack cost?
I haven't priced it lately. I'm not a.
Oh, just
I'm
give me a.
Really,
just give me a while.
I'd put it somewhere in the 60s.
$60. No. It's $450.
Really?
Yeah, because they were selling bottles of liquor that night, you know, to be able to win a gun. And I tell you what, a bottle of Jack went for like $450. A Pendleton Roundup Letterbuck was like $500. You know, for that one rifle that you could have bought for almost the same amount of money. But they raised, over $2,000 easily.
Okay, they do something like that. Wild Game,
right? And yes. Then, oh yeah, so they do all that. And so, but it was quite the evening, and.
We had a blast, and you emceed, and it was very good.
I emceed, and Justin Trick was the auctioneer. And yeah. Justin, I thought sometimes that Justin was going, seriously, was going on too long, but then he'd get down in the crowd.
Yeah.
But he'd get those prices.
He had a massage.
He's got.
And no, I didn't win any guns. Okay, let's just get it clear right now. I did not win any guns,
and I, that one member of Safari Club International.
I think I got a turkey call or something.
No, we got a.
Whatever.
I bought a turkey.
It's a predator call.
I've got a predator call.
Okay. Hey, it's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Welcome to KCNR, the beginning of Rodeo Week. Our week is so filled with so many wonderful things. You know, the Mounted Marine Corps Color Guard will be here this week. And later on in the show, in just about 15 minutes, we have our famous duo that, I want to call them Frickin' Frack and Trick and Track. They are so cute that how they put this together, they put a whole routine meaning a schedule together for when these Marines come. And we get to see firsthand how generous our North State is. And they reach out. They're going to be taking boat trips and shooting. They actually asked, can we please come to Reading this year? They can go all over the United States. And they only get like 22 or 23 places they can really do where they can actually be in the parade.
I love what you're drinking this morning.
Well,
whoa,
no, I think
man,
it's great.
You are on
we got to get excited. I mean, here it is. It's Rodeo Week, and it's currently going to be 79 today, by the way, mostly cloudy, then a chance, slight chance of showers tonight with our temperatures around 53. Tuesday calls for a highs of 66 with about 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy with lows of around 47. And Wednesday, great day to be out at the rodeo, which is the opening night, 79 Wednesday night, mostly clear with our lows around 52. Yummy weather coming up for the rodeo. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-8793.
You know, they don't advertise with us, but we should tell our listeners that Linda's sitting here drinking naked coffee.
Yeah, I tell you, this is no. She's
and
not,
I asked for
and
a double
and
shot.
Don't get that mixed
not
up. She's not
you.
Sitting here drinking coffee naked. It's naked coffee.
Although
drinking.
I would be if I could be.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
By the way, she's one of the reasons is she slept so well last night on her sleep number bed.
Oh, boy.
And her sleep number setting is 40. And last night, my sleep number setting was 60. And you can't get a better sleep than on sleep number beds. Right now, you can get great, great, great deals on this. A Queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. But, here's the other thing. J.D. Power says this is the best beds in the world two times in a row. Linda and I are saying it every day or every third day, all the time, saying how great it is to sleep on a sleep number bed. You're not going to find a better bed. The Sleep IQ technology that you can have put on the bed helps you sleep better, gives you little hints about how to sleep. It adjusts perfectly on how it is. It sleep numbers tracks how you sleep. I'm telling you, you're not going to get a better deal anywhere. Then right now in the semi-annual sale where a Queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. And you have to go down to the Sleep Number store, of course, in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there. Lay on the bed. Say, I want this bed. Plus all the other accessories they have at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. You're not going to find a better place to lay your head at night. We'll be right back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's Street Dance Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:23 in the morning. Hey, we're here with Patricia Sellers and Harry Kennedy and from One Safe Place, and we're talking about a golf tournament that's coming up this weekend. Wow.
Absolutely. You know that we like to really promote and support Haven, well, excuse me, anything that has to do with One Safe Place and all of our community events here. So excited. You know, we're kind of it's Monday morning. Of course, the rodeo is hitting, and this is a perfect day to kind of end up all rodeo activities. Why not do Best Ball Scramble May 21st at Grape Ranch Golf Club? Now, that's the golf club that's in Palisadro. You may not know it's called Grape Ranch because it's all like new on us. Yep. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So tell us a little bit about this, Patricia.
Well, Mr. Kennedy here and the owner, Jason, of Grape Ranch Golf Club had a conversation one day and decided to get together and put a scramble on for One Safe Place. So that's what we're doing.
Now, so Harry, this is besides 18 holes of golf, which you would expect, there's a lot more stuff going on.
There's a lot more stuff, yes. There's raffle prizes, and we're still looking for more donations, by the way. It includes your power cart. It's $49. It includes a tri-tip barbecue dinner.
Wow.
A power cart, 18 holes of golf, and one raffle ticket.
Yeah, and there's a no-host bar out there. I just throw that out because golfers are
really
big on that.
Oh, there has to be a bar,
one.
Yes.
Yeah, no host. But I want to make clear it's a no-host bar.
Absolutely.
Could it be like a beer?
There'll be a beer cart running around as well.
Beer cart running around. That's good.
We'll have some raffle tickets going on. And also there's a raffle for a one-year free membership at One Grape Place. The tickets for the raffle are $10. They can be picked up at Big O Tire. He's got some, and then out at the golf course itself.
So the tournament will be played in Scramble with four-person teams.
Correct.
And if you don't enter on a team list, you'll just place with others. So don't worry about, I don't have a foursome.
Oh, not at all.
It might be kind of fun if you are single or you don't, you just want to go out and do something and you meet the coolest people while you're playing golf.
Yeah, we'll make sure to pair them up with somebody who knows what's going on if you don't know how to play.
I don't think I've ever seen a fundraiser such as this for that kind of price.
No. Actually, this is a pretty good deal. We're hoping that we get some people out there that have never been out there, and everybody gets to participate and give back to our community. I think everybody can agree that this is a very good cause. Shasta County has seen its fair share of violent crimes against women, and I think it's time for us to step up and help.
So, Mr. Kennedy, tell us about this 18-hole golf course.
Well, it's a 9-hole course, and you're course going to go around twice.
Okay.
And there's a nice clubhouse, cold beer. I have to keep mentioning beer.
Sorry. Yeah. Are there certain holes that are hard holes, or are there traps and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. It's a normal course, and with the new ownership, it's in way better shape than it's ever been from what I've seen.
I've seen more people out there as I've been driving by. Come to think of it,
yes.
There. And is it a long course or is it more of a par three?
Oh no, it's a longer course.
Okay, it is.
There are two par three holes.
Okay, so you can reach out there with your drivers and all that.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Hopefully, when I'm not riding, I don't use that. If I see cars on the road when I'm hitting, because I never know where it's going.
Yeah.
So I just kind of use, I use a short club on that one. Uh-huh. Like I actually know what I'm talking about when I say a short club. Right. Okay. Now all the proceeds go to one safe place.
Absolutely.
And which is a great thing. And Grape Ranch is now under the Grape Ranch Golf Club is of course new under new ownership.
Yes.
And it's a good way to get people out there for that too.
That's
is to
correct.
Let people know about it.
Yes,
and because like you said, you know, unless you a golfer, or, you know, everybody's always looking for a new place to golf.
Now, you have something about the longest drive. Is there a contest?
We have, we're going to have some volunteers on one of the par three holes, and closest to the hole on tee off is going to win. We won't say what, but it's well worth it, guys. And also the longest drive.
The longest drive and the closest hole.
Correct.
Okay. That sounds like fun. We all like little fun.
Make it interesting.
Quirky things.
Yeah.
Okay, again, registration's 8 a.m., tee off is at 9. Let's talk about when you try to get your numbers counted, how are we going to get tickets, and let's like push this now. Where do you get tickets, and who do they call? Where do they go?
There is a registration form on both the website for the golf course, or you can go out to the golf course and register. If you're going to pay by Visa, you can do it the day of. If you're doing it by check, you can mail it or do it day of. One Safe Place also has it posted on their websites under their events.
Okay.
And they can print off the registration sheets there.
It's called Grape Ranch Golf Club.
And you can make your checks payable to One Safe Place?
The green fees will be made payable to Golf Ranch Golf
Grape
Course.
Ranch.
Excuse me, Grape Ranch. And any additional participations monies would be paid directly to One Safe Place.
All right, so the $49 day that you're going to go out there this Sunday and play, that includes the game, the cart, and everything, right?
Yes, correct.
All right.
Tri-tip barbecue
dinner. Tri-tip barbecue.
Right,
and
right.
One of those tickets for that one-year membership to Golf Ranch.
Right,
golf
right.
Course.
Yes.
Great Ranch. Okay.
Great.
This sounds like a super time. Good. You know, that was good. Good way to finish off the weekend after you've rodeoed.
After you've rodeoed and you feel like scrambling.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, either put a foursome together or go out there and play by yourself. That's the cool thing about it. And it is a scramble. So best ball, right? Best
yep.
ball.
Yes.
And so you don't have to feel like you have to be so great. Because that's how the only way I can do it. As long as everybody can stand by and wait for me to hack. I promise not to hack the greens too much, right? Because we have a lot of sand around when I'm there.
I'm not even going to comment on that because it's so true. Okay, Harry Kennedy and
yes.
Patricia Sellers, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank
we'll
you.
Keep this here, so we'll talk about it the rest of the week.
Looks
okay.
good.
Oh,
thank
yeah, you can also
us.
Call Harry at 588-3387 or call the clubhouse at 547-3012.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank
well,
you very
luck,
much.
Good luck, guys. Thanks
for having us.
And
thank
after
so
we come
much.
Back from the break here on KCNR 1460, we have our dynamic duo that has been out there getting the Marine Corps Color Guard coming into town and all the wonderful activities and festivities where we can really support support our Marines and as they come here for the Reading Rodeo. We're really looking forward to it. They're so cute. So cute.
We'll be right back with that cuteness.
Don't you ever ask them why? If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
On my side, these are the tools that make a man die.
These are the tools that make a man die.
Sticking in a stick, pull up from a sub 60 feet below.
Up from a sub 60 feet below.
We hit the surface and we're ready for war. 1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3.
Back to Free Fire Radio. There we go. There we're going into that. Yeah.
I love the Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I love the Marine Corps.
My Corps.
Okay.
Your Corps.
Okay, now stop it, man. I'm getting excited. Okay.
I do have to get a haircut.
20, did you say?
27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here.
And currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios as we get... As our temperatures rise today, we're around 79. Well, yeah, with that. And, you know, I remember you saying, Carl Bott, that you can't remember yesterday, but you remember every minute, every detail of what happened to you during boot camp.
Oh, every time from the second I arrived to the minute we left as we were driving out, looking out the back of the bus, and our drill instructor flipped us off as we were driving out. We were all waving, thank you, Sergeant. Thank you, sir.
Were you ever called a sissy?
Oh, that no, no. They never used the word sissy. There were words that kind of round, kind of sounded like that.
There were a lot
they had,
better
they
ones
had
than
multiple,
sissy.
Multiple S's in it, but never a sissy. No, they were called, oh, we were called a lot of things. I mean, it was, there were words that I had never heard of, and to this day I will not use them because I am not sure. But you but the things they said about everybody was just, what can I say?
Now, can you breathe? Because we have the beauty of Maria Salas in the room with us today.
Oh, Dr. Goodness Maria.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning,
and
guys.
And such a presence. Like, whoo. And then we have Gordon. That's right. I'm woman. Hear me roar. And then we have Gordon Bach. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, hey, any more excitement? I need a haircut out of you.
You need a haircut?
Yeah. That's looking kind of long there, buddy.
Okay. Well, you know what? You should have seen it last week. You know what? You could see the tattoo on the inside of my skull.
Not really sure what this means, but I'll just...
Okay. We're here to talk about... Well, you know, I've completely lost all the commercial spots and everything. They're sitting here in front of me, but I've lost control of the whole morning.
Well, it's rodeo week, it's so rodeo we're week. Just okay. Kind of on a skit. We're on a slide
Gordon Bach,
here.
Dr. Maria Salas, you're here to talk about the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard that's coming into town tomorrow night and the things that are happening. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And because we've got more rodeo stuff at 7:45, it looks like, rolling in here. So, okay. So tell us what's going on. By the way, as Linda said, these guys can make a choice because they can only go to so many places during the year, only so many places. They love it up here. They're treated very well. People respect them. They like the people up here. And this is over how many generations of Marines have we done this? I mean, this is our fifth time. But so there's been a different group of Marines each time, and I say that, different generations. And it's kind of like, oh, you need to go to Reading.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach for being such an integral part of this.
Go, Debbie.
Guys, I mean, you know what? I might be signing the paper. But the only reason I signed the paper is I called Gordon first, said, you in, buddy? Because if he's not in,
I don't sign it.
No. Yeah, and then Maria and then Debbie.
Because you do all the footwork. You guys are amazing. But let's go on. What's your plan?
So, no, but you're right. I want to say thank you to you, Carl, too, because getting that paperwork out is such a huge part of it and having your name on it. And then Gordon and Debbie get in there and these guys, and this year we've got a WM, so Alicia.
That's a woman Marine, a WM
yes.
Woman Marine.
And so I'm really excited to have her. But, Gordon really makes the connections in the community and really gets the itinerary going. And we make basically execute the thing. And so, and then being at the Veterans Home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. Gordon and Debbie and Maria Salas are the ones that make this thing work.
First
but
day.
We need to – let's go through the itinerary so we can thank people. First of all, we need to thank Crown Motors.
Yeah, yes. There's a lot of people that surprise Crown Motors.
Crown Motors provided –
your radio station, of course.
Provided the van.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve over at Crown Motors provided
thank
the van
you,
for these guys for the whole week. And Gordon, who then became the designated driver.
You're the driver?
Went on the wagon.
Oh. Well, that's why you're so calm this Monday morning.
Yeah, you know, you make it tonight because tomorrow when you show up, that's it, buddy. Yeah.
So you pick. Okay, so tell us what's happening.
Well, we're going to do a couple things with them that some of them have become kind of traditional. We're going to take them up on the lake and make sure that they see Lake Shasta a little bit. Holiday Harbor has been nice enough to donate a patio boat.
Thank you, Kevin.
So we'll do that. Obviously, we're going to have interviews with them all week long. But we're going to have a little ceremony to have some dignitaries come and give them proclamations.
And that's happening?
That is going to happen on Thursday at 3:30.
Will that be out there in front of the ticket booth like they did before?
That
out
will
at
be.
The
where
rodeo
the,
grounds?
Where yeah. The, yeah, the big billboard kind
right,
of
right.
Kind of deal is.
Okay, so you can come out and meet and greet these guys. Do
you
we
bet.
Have like an ish time?
Yes,
on Thursday.
We do. So that will be 15:30 over at the rodeo grounds. But Wednesday, let's start with Wednesday. So Wednesday morning, you're going to hear them on this radio station live. A lot of these guys do not have experience with horses. And so for them to come into the group and learn right away is awesome. So you're going to hear their stories Wednesday morning here on KCNR. And then
that is funny, too, because they're not riders. Or it used to be.
Some of them.
There
maybe.
Might be one in the group.
When I was associated with in the Marine Corps down at the stables and watching this, all these guys were old cowboys, and this was just, I mean, this duty for them was heaven, because they got to come down and work at the stables all the time. They got to wear their cowboy hats and their cowboy boots
and be in their element.
Then they would, you know, then they would go out like that. But now they're taking it. This is a you know, you've got to be kind of like hand picked for this, because you've got to have a great record. Because you're going to be out so much in the limelight.
Well, there was a guy last year from Long Beach. I remember he's from Long Beach, and he said he had never had anything to do with horses, Machado, parades.
Is that his name?
And it was wonderful to hear his story, and he fell in love with Northern California. He said, if I broke down my car, and I was in L.A., and if I had to walk to go get gas, my car would have been ripped off, all of the wheels. He said, here in Northern California, his feeling was so good that there was such a brother and such a great community. I think that he just totally fell in love with the North State. And they just sat there. Remember, we all met. We had like a shot at the VFW at the end, just to feel the love and the – well, that's all right.
It's okay.
It's cool. They were not in uniform.
We're all adults here, so we can all have a shot. It's all right.
Anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see him again.
Okay.
Oh, is Tooch going to be up here?
He's a cutie.
Not officially.
I was going to say, because he's out now.
But he may move up here.
He loved this place.
Okay. Yeah, and besides, having a shot is better than being shot.
Right. Okay, so that's going to be on Thursday, where you can meet and greet with the – They're going to be mounted, you know, on the horses. It's just a sight to behold. Really, it is. Get to meet them. That's on Thursday, okay?
On Thursday. And because this is Armed Forces Week, and Armed Forces Day being Saturday, that should be a pretty big, spectacular thing when they come out on Saturday.
And we have the parade, because they're going to be there at the parade.
They do.
And going to be trotting down. And Bob and Brenda are going to be representing KCNR 1460. So that's going to be great. And then that night at the Champions Challenge, it's huge.
I do want to mention after the interviews Thursday morning, because we're taking them around to different radio stations, but also they're going to be at the Veterans Home to honor the residents there. And I got to tell you, last year that was the best. They loved it. The residents were like, this is the best thing on the face of the earth. Gordon did an amazing presentation. Colors came in. They did their presentation. And then after, it was sort of they hung out with the residents and just like hung with them.
You got some old World War II Marines in there that used to shoot 45 caliber submachine guns. So, I mean, they've got some great stories.
Did they bring their horses there? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So. Did we talk about the lake?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
yes,
all right. I just want to make sure.
Holiday Harbor. So they get to do that
great
day one.
Great guys. Okay, so that's Thursday. And then Friday, of course, is the
Pancake Breakfast.
Oh,
yeah. Where the girls get to be rock stars, and all the girls, you know. Yeah. And I'm one of them.
And they usually help out. And they offer. They're like, hey, should we, you know, pass out? And they get in line, and they're passing out the pancakes, and they help out. And then we go around and do some interviews. And then Friday... is what else?
Well, we're taking them out to an outing at one of the local
gun ranges.
Oh, good.
So we're going to shoot with them a little bit,
basically.
So just kind of, you know.
Gordon, nothing has to be politically correct here on our show. Let's just say it out loud. We're going to take them out shooting. And probably going to be in heaven, because we have the most beautiful country here in the world, right here in the North State. And they're going to get a chance to go on a range and just lay in their bellies.
There's just been generous people.
Maybe some shooting and moving.
The community just Ted comes together, and they want to give to the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They want to give back, and basically that's their way to say thank you. So,
it is. Yeah. We want to thank Vint for getting us that range.
Yes.
For that day.
Shout out, buddy.
Yeah, Vint, you're always
Honor
there.
Honor Financial now, just give at us, Omega Mortgage.
That's there
right.
you go.
Honor Financial. And so we'll just provide 1,000 rounds, and we'll be of 9 mil, and we'll all be happier.
You know,
that's a write-off, buddy. That's a write-off. Okay, but not a write-off, but right here is somebody that needs to meet. Get in here, Ms. Redding Rodeo.
Ms. Redding Rodeo.
Hello, how you doing, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
You know what? You are just beautiful. Now, wait a minute, you two, don't go away, because we have five Marines coming in specifically to meet you.
I don't think it's to meet me.
But you're going to be sharing the arena with them.
I will.
And they, so we're for sure you're going to have your photos taken with them and all things.
So, Miss Reading Rodeo, please tell us your full name.
My name is Jackie Scary.
Jackie Scary. Yep. And you have now, your reign. Tell us so far about your reign.
My reign has been amazing. I've been going since March. I've traveled to LaGrange, to Stonyford. I will be traveling to Colorado next month. And then I'll be hitting up NFR next next time. And I'm excited. It's been great.
Well, you know what? You're a great example of for you're a great rep for Reading.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. And you've come up through the ranks. You've come up through, you know, carrying the flags and all this. And and we've seen you at everything. We've seen more of you this year than we have at the other Queens, maybe in 3 days.
We saw you at the media ride on
You were
Friday.
Everywhere. And so, but this is going to be a great week.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that?
I am. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's super.
And so you're leading the gang. You're going to be out there. I mean, it's been starting, even though Rodeo Week, the week actually starts today, but the official family kickoff is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been involved with all the preparations up until this? When does it start, actually?
But it starts as soon as rodeo is done. We get a week off, and then we start preparing for the next year.
Okay, so I just like to bring this up is that there could possibly be a bank holdup going on right now with a bunch of guys in yellow shirts surrounding two guys called the Lone Stranger. And I think that's today, and and so you may hear a lot of gun shooting at another time. And then, of course, tomorrow we have a special kids' day, and then working our way all the way down to the Friday or Wednesday, the pre-rodeo grand entry and all these other things going on. Thank you so much, Jackie Scary.
You're welcome.
You're so beautiful. And you're
thank
here.
You.
Beautiful.
And Dr. Maria Salas, you and the Marines. Bringing them
Thank
in
you.
Like that.
Thank you this for is, letting
hey,
us.
You guys
do this.
Are so good. You and Gordon and Debbie Bach are the backbone of this whole thing.
Right.
It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Well,
and
thank
Maria,
you
knew
so
I'd do
much.
Better with a mission.
Yeah. Well, and Dr. Maria Salas, you've had a show on our station and a health and wellness show, and you're a chiropractor in town. And tell us a little bit quickly before we have to take this break about a little bit about you.
Real quick. Yes, I am a chiropractor and I am accepting patients. My office is off of South Street, and this week is very busy with Rodeo Week, so I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break. I realized last year that was going to have to happen because we all know how many events go on. But
do you adjust cowboys?
You know, I don't always know what
if somebody does.
Yeah, I don't always know, you know,
well,
what they do.
But if you get there, they pull them out and they've got like horse crap all over them and they're laying there kind of busted up. Do you just kind of adjust?
Pretty much, Carl.
Right.
That's
there you
exactly.
Go.
Attitude all right. adjustments all the time.
Attitude adjustments.
Yes.
Mutton
Dr.
busting.
Dr. Maria Salas, what's the name of your
HealthWise Chiropractic, and thank you
all
so
right.
much.
No, thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show,
Jackie,
though, is
thank
brought
you.
To you
thank
by
you.
Home Helpers. You're not going to find a better place for in-home health care, whether short-term or long-term, than Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Outstanding business, Sharon Clark. We'll be right back after these messages with Barbara Harrison.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's Street Dance Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on a very crowded morning we have going here, but it's been very happy for everybody. 57 degrees going up to 79 today. It's going to be a wonderful day. In fact, the whole week is going to be wonderful. It's Reading Rodeo Week. How can it get any better than that? We're going to start wearing our cowboy hats tomorrow and our boots, and we're going to walk around, and we're going to import in maybe two or three barrels of cow manure to put outside. So it'll give us that right ambiance, you know, along the street there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and we are here with the Riverfront Playhouse. We're talking about something that's going to happen that is absolutely wonderful. So Barbara Harrison, do you want to start off?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Turn her up a little bit there. We're great. Okay, we're ready now.
Okay, good. I am too. Yeah, we're having on June 4th a celebrity waiter dinner at the Vintage Restaurant. $65 a person. It's a total fundraiser program. Prime rib and all the trimmings. Vegetarian plate is available. You can call me for tickets, reservations. My number is 524-0223. Okay. And what this is, we're just trying to get the awareness out to the public of what we're doing and what our theater is going to be doing here pretty soon. We're getting really close to breaking ground and get going on this. So it's been a long haul, but we're at the tunnel, as we say. There's light. So.
And we have the new are you the president, Darryl?
Yes, he is.
The
I
new
am.
President of the Riverfront Playhouse Association?
I am. I follow in the big shoes of Dan Kupski. Danny's been, you know Dan real well. Carl, you guys have had.
You know what? We miss him already. You know, what a fine gentleman he is. And I tell you what, such an advocate for the Riverfront Playhouse.
And so it's big shoes I got to fill, but yes, Dan's gone to be with his grandkids. That sounds like a permanent problem, but
no. But Darryl, just if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Darryl Alvey, and sitting alongside him is our good friend Rhonda Alvey, and you may have known her as Rhonda Ball, but now she is the Mrs. Alvey and Barbara Harrison. And of course, we're talking about this Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant Riverfront Playhouse fundraiser. And Darryl, congratulations, because, you know, and it takes a lot. You act, you do all kinds of, you've all been very involved in theater, obviously, the three of you. But Darryl, you've taken some very important roles in town. You've been involved with theater. Not only that, you're an attorney here in town.
In fact, I am.
So when I think, now what kind of law do you practice?
Business reorganization, bankruptcy, and family law.
family law.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're very busy.
I suppose if you have one, you may have the other.
Yes. Oftentimes, it works that way, Carl.
It works
good
that way. Yeah.
You know. I was a little concerned about, though, you were talking about Reading Rodeo, and you mentioned the three barrels. I was expecting you to say three barrels of beer, but no, you had to say manure.
I know, there's something about that. You know, Carl is a cowboy, so he thinks in terms of, you know, you never know what's going to come out of Carl's mouth.
I'm into ambiance.
Yeah, right.
And our new theater is going to have a great refreshment center. That's what brought it to mind. We're going to be serving tap beer and sodas, and we're really excited about our new theater celebrity dinner is all part of our campaign right now to raise funds, to get things going. We're at the end of our permit process. We're about to begin remodeling, and we're really excited about coming downtown.
So $65, what a wonderful per ticket. What a wonderful night to go out and support, of course, the brand new Riverfront Playhouse and getting it off the ground. Where you could be part of that energy to make that happen. That Sunday, June 4th, the event's going to be held at 5:30 at Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. Now, here's your celebrity waiters. You're going to have Daryl and Rhonda Alvey, who are with us right now. You're going to have Bobette and Wade Riggs. Chris Gomez, also, all of these guys have been in the plays. Chris Gomez, they were in Chicago with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jen Gomez, who does a lot of acting as well. In fact, I think we did the...
She does a lot of the sound, I believe.
Chris, she did help Chris with his sound for his last play.
Yeah.
But she's pretty talented. She's a beautiful singer, and
And then John Truitt, of course, Viva Downtown, Lana Granforce, James Masada, and Naomi Yamamoto. So we know all these names very well, very involved with the community. So tell us what other goodies are going on, Barbara.
Come and support these people that have taken their time to come down there and try and serve you dinner. It ought to be a riot. I don't think any of them have ever been a waiter or a waitress in their life. So we're looking forward to this.
You're not serving things like soup or other things that could hurt you.
I hope not.
You know, I've been rehearsing to say, hey, that's a spicy meatball. Then I find out we're serving prime rib. You know, I mean, practice.
Back to the drawing board. Right?
Have some meat. Eat some meat, too. Okay. We don't go to the Sicilian thing because you can never tell what happens. Okay.
Will be a bottle of red and a bottle of white wine at each table.
And first of all, you've got to fight the waiters and waitresses for that also. They're helping themselves, I'm sure. Now, you've also got entertainment by a couple of guys called the Ken and Bill Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Ruiz, they both entertain together. They're at the Vintage a lot, too. They're quite good. They play oldies.
Oh, okay.
And they're really a lot of fun. They do a good job.
But it's going to be a great night to get together with the volunteers and the friends and the folks that really support Riverfront. We're making a great all-out effort and really wanting those to join us.
The big thing for Riverfront, you gave up that lot because that was a bridge way too far. So now you've got a building, though, and it's got a nice area there, plenty of room. So with this, the renovations are going to start, I imagine.
We're at the end of our permit process. Boy, I stuttered, didn't I? We're at the end of our permit process, and, Carl, we're hoping within 3 to 4 weeks tops, we're going to drive our first nail in the remodel. We're excited. We're right there.
Well, again, now how can we get tickets?
Well,
call Barbara.
You know, call Barbara. But we also encourage people to get a group of friends together and get a table together. I think that would be a lot of fun. We'll try really hard not to spill your food on you. And
please.
But I think it's going to be a great time. And all of us, all the waiters are excited to be doing this. And are really happy to support Riverfront Playhouse.
And, you know, John Truitt does a great job. I don't know if those of you know history in Reading, but John used to be a waiter for me when I owned a restaurant out at the airport back in the 80s.
So he should be fine.
So little Johnny will do a great job of bringing his prime
rib. Now, is that a joke or is that the truth?
It's the truth.
Because we've only been here 10 years, so we don't know the history, we know that you're kind of like a good tongue-in-cheek guy.
You're just newcomers, you know. No, I used to, you know where Peter Chews is at the airport? It used to be the Tower Dining Room and Lounge, and I was part owner in that.
Wow, how fun. And so, John, small world, love
it. I've been around for a while about that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you see, we're all connected
somehow.
Yeah,
we are so connected.
Come out and join your friends at this great dinner. It's going to be way too much fun.
Okay, so this is going to be a fundraiser at the Vintage right down
on
California Street across from the Cascade and all that. Here's the thing. It's a fundraiser for Riverfront Playhouse. They're ready to start driving nails in so we can upgrade and have more room and a lot better facilities here. And they've been working extremely hard. They've got so much support in the community. So here's another push here on Sunday, June 4th at 5:30, and of course on Market Street, on prime rib dinner, vegetarian available upon request, dinner, music, and more with celebrity waiters. It's only $65, and the celebrity waiters include Daryl and Rhonda Alvey, the Riggs, Chris Gomez, John Truett, and so many others.
We're also having a wonderful silent auction and a raffle, so there'll be other things to do besides listen to wonderful music.
Okay. You know what? This looks like a great time. I bet it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
And you never know when somebody might break out in song.
I was just saying they could all get together.
Looking at you, that's kind of scary.
Oh. You ought to try it like they did that one restaurant. Everybody plays a different character. We'll be right back after these messages, right after the news.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. Well, the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The worldwide ransomware cyber attack has spread to thousands more computers as people across Asia logged in at work, disrupting businesses, schools, hospitals, and daily life. No new large-scale breakdowns have been reported. As President Trump considers a replacement for fired FBI Director James Comey, lawmakers are urging the president to steer clear of appointing any politicians, Republican Senator Ben Sasse.
I think we have a crisis of public trust right now, and we need to restore that. The FBI is a really special institution, and the American people need to know they can believe in it.
Sasse appeared on CBS this morning. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Russia's election meddling is just one of many issues creating a shortage of trust between the U.S. and Moscow right now.
We have to look at this relationship in its broadest contours, and there are many, many important areas which require our attention if we are to bring it back to a relationship that we believe is necessary for the security of the U.S.
Tillerson appeared on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. More sounds of violence today in northern Iraq as the battle continues to retake the city of Mosul away from the Islamic State terrorist group. However, a U.S. senior official says that the battle is now in its final stages. U.S. home builders are feeling more optimistic these days about their business prospects, reflecting a recent surge in sales of newly built homes and a lingering shortage of previously occupied homes on the market.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index increased to 70 this month. That's up 2 points from April's figure. According to FactSet, the May index exceeded analyst predictions, which called for the reading to hold steady from last month. Readings gauging builders' views of sales now and over the next 6 months also rose from last month, while a measure of traffic by prospective buyers edged lower.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More from townhall.com.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, in select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The New York Yankees honor their former shortstop and one of the team's all-time greats. More from Tom Merriam.
Derek Jeter's number two was retired by the Yankees in an emotional ceremony between games of a doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. Jeter played 20 years as shortstop for the Yanks, winning 5 World Series titles and banging out the 6th highest total of hits in Major League history. Jeter was flanked during the ceremony by many of his key Yankee teammates, including Mariano Rivera, Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, and Jorge Posada, as well as the men who managed virtually all of his career, Joe Torre and Joe Girardi. Tom Merriam, New York.
Police in South Carolina say a woman has been arrested for hitting her son after he gave a Mother's Day card to his grandmother, but not to her. A Spartanburg Police Department report says Chantrell Murphy is charged with cruelty to children for hitting her son in the head on Thursday and tearing up that card. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected without comment an appeal to reinstate North Carolina's voter ID law.
The decision let stand a lower court ruling that found the law targeted African American voters with surgical precision. The Supreme Court decision doesn't rule on the substance of the law. Instead, it focuses on who has the right to speak for the state. That after North Carolina's new Democratic leaders tried to drop the appeal.
And that is correspondent Wally Hines. An investigation finds that elementary and secondary schools in this country often fail to protect students from sexual assaults by peers, and schools struggle to monitor sexually aggressive students. One reason, they say, is that assailants are nearly impossible to predict. There is no typical attacker. Even unrepentant offenders don't forfeit the right to an education. Back in class, privacy laws can mean teachers and peers do not know anything about a student's past. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys. Sporting authentic detail just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 15th of May, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone line 0530-605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
Currently 57 degrees. Good morning, everybody, at the 8 o'clock hour here. It's rodeo week. Yes, if you listened to the first portion of our show today, pretty amazing some of the stuff that we've got going on this exciting week. And our temperature today will be 79. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones live. We have Sally. Sally, there's a special meeting tonight. What's going on?
Yes, there is. As you know, we were down last Monday in the Capitol. Serving the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote for Citizens for Fair Representation. And we got excellent movie coverage. We've got some great pictures, some news coverage, and we're going to put those all together in a montage and show them so that the people who weren't able to attend will be able to see what we did and see the fun that we had down there and also learn about the court case. So I encourage anybody to come on out tonight if they're curious about what we're doing or if they have questions they want answered. We'll be there to answer them, and we're going to have fun showing those films tonight.
Great. Well, okay, and that's at 6 p.m.?
Yes, it's at 6 p.m. at 3276 the Telly Lane.
Okay.
And the Jefferson Committee meets beforehand at 5:30. So if you want to come out and get involved in the Jefferson Committee, come on out at 5:30.
And if you want to hear more specifics on everything that happened last Monday, you go to the archives for yesterday for State of Jefferson.
Yeah, we had a great program yesterday.
And they've got all the specifics on there for that. And
yes.
About what happened, the lawsuit, what it entailed, how long, when it starts, what the possible future outcomes of it can be.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot,
Sally.
All
right. Thank you, Carl, Linda.
Thank you so much. Now, Bob and Carl and I were so wanted to talk about this morning because it's so topical. And we have a very special guest with us that we'll get to in a minute, but we just thought it's really important. And later on in the program, we are going to give tickets away for Thursday night's rodeo. But first of all, in things that you need to know, ransomware cyber attacks. Cybersecurity experts say more people booting up their computers at work today could discover their victims of a global ransomware cyber attack that has created chaos in 150 countries. The initial attack, known as WannaCry, paralyzed computers that run Britain's hospital network, among others. Bob.
The Britain's National Health Service was brought pretty much to a standstill on Friday. The ransomware is spread in the usual way, mostly through phishing emails, very similar to what happened to the DNC. The wrinkle on this one, oh, by the way, Renault was virtually shut down, and one of their plants in France is completely offline.
The automaker Renault.
Okay. Offline. Chinese companies being hit hard today. That mostly due to a lot of these companies are using pirated copies of the Microsoft operating system, and still a lot of them are running Windows XP, which is particularly vulnerable. In fact, Microsoft took the unusual step of issuing a patch for Windows XP long after they have stopped officially supporting it. The big wrinkle in this is that the tool that was used to exploit the operating system is one that was developed by none other than the National Security Agency. These software tools were reported stolen back in April, posted online. It was only a matter of time before somebody took advantage of this.
They were stolen in April, so here it is, May 15th. And they've already gotten into it. Now, what ransomware is just tell people in case they're not sure.
Ransomware is a type of virus that will go in. It will lock down your files. It will encrypt them so that they cannot be read without the key. And you pay $300 to $600 to get the key. Now, only in about 40% of the cases do you actually get the key. The rest of the time, they just take the money and run. But enough people are paying up in hopes of getting their data back, which is what the experts say you should not do, because that just encourages further attacks.
But $300 to $600, when you're getting into these big companies,
right,
it's a lot more money than that.
The odds are pretty bad.
I think one of the hospitals paid something like $17,000, $18,000 to get their files back.
Yeah. Payments are generally made through Bitcoin or wire transfer so that they are virtually untraceable. Big mess. The big thing, the lesson here for our listeners is if you have your automatic updates turned off,
turn back on.
Re-enable them, especially for the next several days. And if you're running an outdated system, for God's sake, if you're running XP, disconnect the thing from the internet. And you know, you can get a new computer for $300.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a quick break right now, and then, so we'll have more time to speak to our guest, Donnell Ewert. And before we take that break, though, we're going to give away.
Hey, we got, you know, that we've been talking about rodeo. This is the kickoff, obviously. And, you know, there's going to be bank holdups and all kinds of things that are happening in the Asphalt Cowboys. But yeehaw, rodeo week begins. And right here in KCNR, if you call in right now, we are going to give you 4 tickets for Thursday night's rodeo. This is general admission, so you get to go, you know, sit in the stands. But, you know, there's not a bad seat wherever you go.
There's not a bad seat.
General admission, and it's Thursday night. So give us a call. You got 4 tickets for Thursday night, 605-4567. And Bob's already moving fast on the phones. Again, I don't think these are in a section.
Just general admission. Go on in and bring a cushion and come in and sit down on Thursday night. 4 tickets and for Thursday night. Okay, great. Okay, we have a winner. Okay. Then we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guys. Call Doug Tooley. You know, when you call the 800 number, the money that you spend goes far away and doesn't help our people right here in town. He's got special packages. He has discounts for veterans. You're not going to find a better place or better service than B&T Satellite. 241-3474-241-DISH. All of this for B&T Satellite. All right, we'll be right back with Donnell Ewert, who is head of the Public Health and Human Services right here in the County of Shasta.
And congratulations, Bill. You won the 4 tickets to the rodeo. So they'll be here at the station, 1326 Market Street. Come on by and get them. Let's take a break. We'll see you right after these messages.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new Weight Loss Powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The Redding Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Redding Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Redding Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook. The Redding Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lundebot. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. You're not, I tell you what, this is an outstanding gym. It is a sports club. You've got an indoor saltwater swimming pool. You have Boheme Spa. I mean, where else has a spa, a swimming pool? All the machines you could want, spinning, yoga, you name it, they have it. And it's just absolutely, a very friendly place to work out in. It's a great place. It's on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. Stop by. Just stop by. Get a workout in. Get a tour from Rich or any of his people there. That's the Wellgate Sports Club. Give him a call, 768-1205. We're here with Donnell Ewert, who is head of the, the Health and Human Services Agency Director for the County of Shasta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us, first of all, tell us about you a little bit. You know, where are you from? Are you from around here? How'd you get into this?
Okay. Well, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area in San Jose in Silicon Valley and was a bit of a nomad, you know, did different jobs in different places, but came to Shasta County in 1999 with my children entering school. And pretty hard to be a nomad when you have children in school. So we settled down here, and I've been working for Shasta County since 1999.
Okay. And you took over as the head of the agency just, what, 4.5 years ago?
That's correct.
Okay. Wow. Now, what exactly falls under your purview here of the Health and Human Services?
Well, there used to be three separate departments called Social Services, Public Health, and Mental Health. And back in 2006, the Board of Supervisors created a super agency where they combined those three departments into one agency for the purpose of increasing efficiencies, collaboration, and effectiveness in our community. We're able to really combine a lot of the services we provide to different populations by combining that. For example, we have an adult services branch, and in that branch we serve adults and older adults in mental health, alcohol and drug services, as well as our social services programs like in-home supportive services and adult protective services. So instead of keeping those separate and having separate doors for them, which the public doesn't understand, I mean, the public doesn't really care how we're organized, they just want services. And by combining the services for different populations, it made it more accessible to them.
Were you able to cut staff numbers and all this since you probably had just one admin group, or was just everybody just stayed? Everybody still had all the same people, just under, you just added another layer on top.
I wouldn't say we added another layer, but it is a little hard to combine these things. It's sort of like combining a water company, an electric company, and a garbage disposal company. There are some administrative functions that can be combined, but they're sort of different things with different infrastructures and different funding streams. And remember, the state still kind of organized the old way, so we kind of have to translate it when it comes into Shasta County.
Yeah.
But, we have increased efficiencies by combining our administrative functions, and we're very committed to that. We have an initiative called Continuous Quality Improvement, and we use Lean Six Sigma for that, and we have a very strong culture in our agency of encouraging employees to look for ways that we can improve our processes so we can be more efficient and serve the public better.
How big is this? I mean, I know your budget you said was $192 million.
Our budget we submitted to the board, which they're going to be reviewing the first week in June, was $194
million. $194
million.
Now, how much of that comes from the state?
I don't have the exact number on that, but I can tell you about $7 million is from the County General Fund, and the remainder is either state or federal resources.
Okay, that's why I was kind of looking at that. The sheriff looks like he's going to take a $2 million hit this year. Is that going to be across the board to everybody? Everybody takes a hit? Or just the sheriff's department?
Well, what's going on in the county is that we don't have a lot of population growth. Mm-hmm. And our sales tax and property taxes are flat. So the budget instructions we received this year was our general fund contribution was flat, no increase, no decrease. But our costs are going up.
Right.
So, that equals a situation where you're going to have to cut back because your revenue from last year isn't going to cover your expenses for next year. So, we had to do a lot of cutting ourselves. It was mainly due to cuts in social services, and which were things going on at the state level, not the county. So we're keeping about 40 positions vacant ourselves. But we submitted our budget with the allocation that we'd received from the general fund.
When we're talking about, one of the big things, and we're going to try and go through a lot of the departments, but mental health is a huge one. Every time we turn around, it's a, we talk about, sobering center, and we talk about, the problems we have about getting people locked up because we don't have room. There are, rumors that we may have to shut down another floor in the jail, that we arrest hundreds of people and turn them loose. But the real story on this is a lot of those people have mental problems. And what kind of facilities are we? What kind of planning is done to, or what kind of facilities do we have for mental health at the county?
Well, mental health is a super interesting area, and it does affect a lot of Americans. About 25% of us will have a mental illness at some point in our lives.
How many of us?
About 25%. And so if you consider all the family members then, you know, almost all of us are affected by mental health in some way. And it could be a mild or moderate depression or anxiety. I'm not talking about severe mental illness. That's less common. But nevertheless, it is a pervasive issue, and it's a health issue, and one that's been stigmatized for a long time. And we're working very hard to try to destigmatize mental illness so that people will seek the
Mark
care
Mark Madigan
that they
is out there pushing real hard. Yeah,
exactly.
He's been on the show.
But mental illness is a community issue. It's not only an issue for the county to work on, and our role actually is quite small. We're the specialty Medi-Cal mental health provider, meaning we treat the people with severe mental illness that are on Medi-Cal.
Okay.
There's another provider who provides the services for the mild to moderately mentally ill people who are on Medi-Cal, and that's Partnership Health Plan, which is a managed care plan. And then we have a lot of providers in our community. We have federally qualified health centers that are outstanding here, Shasta Community Health Center, Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, Mountain Valleys, and Shingletown Medical Center. They all do mental health services. The Veterans Administration has a very large operation for mental health. And we have private psychiatrist, Dr. Andrews, and his group. So we actually have a lot of people.
That's
that
what
work
you're saying.
On,
there are a lot of assets out there to help with
there
mental
are.
Health.
And it's a multi-factorial issue. I mean, there's a lot of different providers depending on what kind of insurance you have, and our role is just one part of it. But we also have the role in helping people in crisis. And so, especially if they're on Medi-Cal, we're responsible for finding placement for them in locked inpatient facilities and so forth. And we work with the hospitals on screening people and making sure they get to the right place. As far as the justice system, we work very carefully with our justice partners. We were happy to get a behavioral health court going here a few years ago. And that's been very successful. And that's a partnership with the courts and the district attorney and the public defender and the probation department. We're working with the jail and their medical provider, California Forensic Medical Group, on doing a better job treating people with mental illness who are in the jail. And the Community Corrections Partnership, which is headed by the chief probation officer, is the folks who decide how the Community Corrections Partnership money is spent from AB 109. We're getting ready to do a project in August where we're going to be looking at how can we help people who are mentally ill who get involved with the justice system get onto off-ramps into treatment rather than sitting in jail, because jail is unfortunately one of the largest institutions for people with mental illness.
Because we can't throw people into jail. I mean, you can't keep people in mental institutions that can say they want to be left or they want to leave or something like that, right? I mean, Reagan emptied the mental institutions.
Well, there's due process that's required.
Yeah.
In the old days, you could commit somebody and then kind of throw away the key.
Okay.
Now, we've come to realize that those folks deserve due process as well, and there's certain criteria that have to be met for somebody to be involuntarily placed in an inpatient facility. And if they don't meet that criteria and they're mentally ill, they have a right to be mentally ill.
Well, Danell, it sounds kind of like you're telling me we've got all these. We don't really have a problem getting people help in this town. I mean, because all these different places you just named, and Medi-Cal, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, and I would imagine most of the transients and the homeless fall under that, Medi-Cal or Medicare. But why do we keep hearing then that there's no place to have people looked at?
I think that one of the unique aspects of mental illness is that there can be lack of insight. If you're having a heart attack, generally speaking, you call 911 and you get help because you're in pain and you have an anxiety about what's going on. When you're mentally ill, many times you don't realize you're mentally ill.
Walking down the street that are screaming or at the top of their voice, obviously they're mentally ill. They're still walking around here screaming. And when you say something about, we can't do anything about that. And I think, why?
Well, those folks, generally speaking, have schizophrenia. And schizophrenia is characterized by hallucinations or delusions. So their brains have a dysfunction whereby they hear voices or they see things that the rest of us don't see, or they have a delusion that there's something going on that isn't real, but they believe is real, and they act rationally within their delusion, but it looks irrational to the rest of us. Those folks when you engage, we,
it
we,
makes sense. It makes sense to them what they're doing. Yeah,
right.
I know. I understand
right.
that.
When, yeah. when we try to engage them, okay, and if they are gravely disabled and they can't provide food, shelter, or clothing for themselves, or they're a danger to themselves or others, then we can take them into an involuntarily to a locked facility for treatment. But many times those folks, they are talking to their voices when you hear them screaming. But when you sit down and talk to them, they can ignore those voices and they can have a conversation with you and they can explain how they're going to take care of themselves and they aren't hurting anybody. And you're right. We can't against their will, take away their civil rights and put them in a locked facility.
Well, I haven't seen any lately. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they've left town for the summer or they're wintering in Palm Springs. You know, a lot of people do that. We're here with Danelle Ewert, who's the head of all the public health and human services here in the county of Shasta. A $194 million budget that is going to be flatlined this year, so which means less services when we come back. Now, when we come back, I'd like to talk about Shasta County has got all of these. We always get a black eye in Redding over the amount of smokers we have, the obesity, and all these other things. And I know you've got programs that address all these. And can we talk a little bit about that? And where are we failing at this? Or is this, again, something fake news that they just find some kind of weird way of counting and throw that out to us at the world? Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Friends of Four Winds Jewelry. You know, you may have missed Mother's Day, but there's always birthdays and anniversaries. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Great people down there, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. The only guy that can repair all these watches right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages with Danelle Ewert, who is in charge of the Shasta County Public Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is the number. 62 degrees going up to 79. This is just the beginning of a great week because it's rodeo week. And you can tell probably you're going to be hearing some shooting on the streets here in the next few minutes. No, it's not Donnell and I going out and settling this once and for all. No, this is going to be a possible bank robbery with a bunch of yellow-shirted people running around trying to protect the lone stranger and then chase them. You would think after 60-something years they would catch them. Not so fast. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. They have discounts for seniors and veterans there. We're here with Donnell Ewert, and we're talking. He was head of the Shasta County Human Services and Public Health and Human Services. And we were talking about mental health, and we're going to circle back to mental health again. But now we're going to talk about is smoking, obesity, all these programs that you have for people, yet we keep seeing things from in the paper and nationally. Oh, the worst place in the worst five cities to live in. And they're using it off of statistics that we provide in the sense of smoking, obesity, heart attacks, all these things. Can you address that at all?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, well, I should say fortunately, Shasta County is a wonderful place to live, you know, and I chose to live here back in 1999. And I thought to myself, I've always wanted to live in a place everyone else goes on vacation. And, yeah. Of course, we know a lot of people come from other places to rent houseboats on the lake and so forth and experience beautiful nature in our area. So we're very fortunate to live here. But there are certain social circumstances here that are not great for people's health and well-being, and a lot of that has to do with the economy. We have the second highest death rate of all 58 counties in California, so it isn't fake news. It is real. Unfortunately, our
the second highest death rate. I mean, due to something or just because we die?
So that translates into the second lowest life expectancy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see what you mean.
And so we're dying earlier from preventable causes than our peers around the state of California. And we are very similar to most of the state counties in the North State and in the mountain counties. And it's a rural phenomenon, and it's something I've been talking about for quite a while. We did a study, actually, where we did comparisons of different risk factors to try to figure out why is this? You know, why are we having this higher rate? And so we looked at things like obesity, smoking, or a couple of things you mentioned earlier, binge drinking, access to health care. But we also looked at educational attainment and income. And of all those things, income was actually the best predictor of the pattern of death rates in the 58 counties in California. It's the strongest correlation.
The lower the income, the higher
the death rate.
The bigger chance they have for dying.
Exactly. So that's directly related to life expectancy. And so you have wealthy counties like Marin County, Santa Clara, San Francisco.
That makes sense, though. That does make sense if you think about it, because wealthier people don't smoke. Wealthier people have easier access to health care. They're not scrabbling every day trying to figure out what they're going to eat next or where their job's going to be or things like this.
That's right. And there's also a lot of chronic stress associated with poverty, trying to figure out what you're going to do next and trying to solve problems with limited resources. And that chronic stress people are in actually has a physiological toll on your body. So this isn't just here. I mean, this is a rural phenomenon across the country. And, you know, it kind of is interesting because we were talking about this for years, and then this last election kind of highlighted, you know, that there's a lot of issues going on in rural America, and a lot of it has to do with economic opportunities. And if folks don't have good jobs or they have seasonal employment, we have a lot of people here with seasonal employment. We know that unemployment always goes way up in the winter. That has an effect on families. It has an effect on life expectancy and family stability and so as a result, we have a lot of
domestic violence.
We have a lot of family disillusion. We have a high divorce rate. We have a lot of child abuse and neglect. We have a lot of substance use. And And this, you know, is a cauldron that doesn't have a good ending for a lot of folks. And that's not to say that everyone's in that situation. It's just an average kind of thing. But we just have more of it than average. And so we have worse outcomes. And so what we really need...
But would you say that it's because of certain things that are done outside the purview of people that have lived here, like the logging industry shut down because of an owl and an environmentalist that's had so many good jobs out there, and things like the mining. They changed the mining. They changed – so many things have changed, and there's been nothing to replace them, would you say? I mean
– Well, we've had a boom and bust economy ever since – Europeans came here, right? When we started with the gold rush, you know, then that busted.
True.
Then we had the copper mining, and that busted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dam was built, but that was a limited time project.
That was a limited time project.
And then we had the timber industry, and that busted. And so we've had this boom and bust, and we need a probably more diverse economy and one that's more sustainable. And it's got to be a 21st century economy. We're
it
not going to go back to just natural resources. That's not going to be a salvation.
And we can't,
for
but we could be a little more reasonable and realistic on some of the way we do things in the environmental, like cutting down dead trees. Come on. That would put, you know, that's, there's money in that. But you're right. We have to push out the 21st century out here. We had some people on the other day, though. They start these high tech companies, and they say Reading is a rich source of people to work here in that, and people may not believe that, but they are. But he says no. There's so many people here that can do these jobs, you know, working in the tech industry and the websites and all these, you know. And he's been here for 10 years starting up companies. But we need to have some kind of sustainable thing here that puts more and more people to work, because you're right. The only thing that's going to solve these problems is the economy, and we've got to get past some of these and get into others where we've got, you know, this, our unemployment rate, of course, is higher, and that's just the one they admit to, because we know that's even much higher than that. So,
right. So we've been focused a lot on these social determinants, because we don't think just lecturing people really is going to improve.
Doesn't work.
Health.
Doesn't work.
Because we know, like smoking. You brought up smoking. Only 6% of people with a graduate degree smoke, and about 30% of people who have dropped out of high school smoke. And it doesn't have to do with, like, oh, when you went to grad school, you learned about smoking and how bad it was for you. There's just some social things that go on, and your expectations for the future and your opportunities that lead you to decide, well, I mean, you know, maybe smoking's not going to be the best thing for me in the long run. And you know, if you're struggling day to day and you have a lot of anxiety, you know, that nicotine alleviates your anxiety, and you think it's worth it. But unfortunately, it also shortens your life. So I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to network with all of our community partners, like the Economic Development Corporation, and other Chamber of Commerce, you know, and others who are working on the economy. And so I think our Economic Development Corporation has done a lot of outstanding
work.
They've
done Adventure Hill.
Yeah, and I'm very hopeful about the future. We have a lot of young people moving here. And they are starting these high-tech companies and trying to attract
people
other
people. Don't
kinds
realize
of
how many people we have coming through, how many international companies. You're right, Donnell. Hey, let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Yes. I think that what you need to look at with the statistics is, what is Shasta County? What is Reading? And it's the hub for medicine. It's the hub for almost everything. It's a hub for commerce, and if they're it depends on how the statistics are done. If, for example, the alcoholism and the alcohol is figured out from the tax for alcohol tax, we have the cheapest alcohol places here in Reading for about 6 to 11 Northern California counties. People come here to get their alcohol here. We have cigarette places that sell cigarettes cheaper than other places. They come here for that, too. Also, we are a major medical center, and so we're going to have people who come here who haven't been able to get treatment in their counties, and they come to Reading, And by the time they get here, they're chronic, and they're in our hospitals, and they die in our hospitals. So I think that there's an awful lot. It's not just a simple thing. It's where we are and what the services we provide to all these Northern California counties. And as far as smoking, Shasta County was first in getting cigarette smoking out of the hospitals. Mercy was the first one. And we were the first ones in the county, in the whole state, to have city ordinances against smoking. And we were dinged by the Cancer Society, the American Lung Association, because we hadn't had local legislation on not smoking. Well, we already did it. We led the state. So I think that we need to have a committee, not of people who are bureaucrats, but people, we have a lot of talented people who've been all over the United States and the world and know how to do these things, and look at these studies, because I would think that the Chamber of Commerce specifically would not like to have all this negative attention that we get, and I don't think it's due us.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I hope you do something. Bye.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kay. Is that partially true? Does it go by or true all the way? Is that it goes by alcohol sales of the area? And we do have, because we have two really great medical facilities, and a lot of people come here to retire. Does that have anything to do with the death rate?
Well, no. The death rate is calculated using county of residence. So if someone's from Trinity County and they're sick and they come down to one of the hospitals and they die in the hospital, that death would be attributed to Trinity County. It wouldn't be attributed to Shasta County.
Okay, but we have a lot of people that come to Shasta County, though, to retire. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So they come in here at 70.
Correct.
So it's but then if they die at 80, that still would be better, though, I guess, because it's not the number that die, it's the age that. It's the age you figure
out.
Well,
we age adjust the data. So it's true. I mean, the most important risk factor for death is age. And if we do have an older population in the state of California, but we do an adjustment to the data to take into account the age distribution. Mm-hmm. So that's been taken into account already.
So in the sale of alcohol and tobacco products?
Well,
does
it factor
in at all?
Well, it does, in the sense that it does create an environment whereby people, you know, can participate in those activities more easily.
But
now,
Kay
is very informed.
Yeah.
We were the first county in California to ban smoking indoors back in 1993, and the state eventually went that way. So that very interesting fact most people aren't aware of. But still, in rural areas, people do smoke at a higher frequency than urban areas.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Donnell Ewert, who is head of the Shasta County Public Health and Human Services. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting hotter, my friends, and if you haven't had Martin and his people over, then you may be paying the price with higher electric bills this summer. You give them a call at 221-2642. These are the people we use. We recommend them without reservation as Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State. Check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go, summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Reading Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Reading Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
Do you back the blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at GNRM.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Huh?
Good morning, everybody. It's 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be around 79, mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers tonight with 53. And then Tuesday, we have about a 40% chance of showers with our highs of 66. Tuesday night calls for partly cloudy. Weather temperatures around 47. And then Wednesday, beautiful day when the rodeo begins, folks, 79. And, of course, there's all kinds of – check out those yellow posters all over town because it's telling you all of the events that are happening with the rodeo. And, of course, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard arrive on Tuesday night. We've had Gordon and Maria on this morning who are going to be coordinating all of the events that happening with our wonderful Mounted Color Guard. Let's go back to the weather. Thursday calls for sunny with a highs near 87. Thursday night around 58. Friday calls around 93. So, you know, we're going to be having those great days.
But the evenings
days.
Are going to be cooled off.
That's right. Friday night's going to be around 61. Saturday calls for a sunny with 95. And Sunday, sunny and hot near 96. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3794.
3793.
There we go.
The
another annex number.
Well, that's true. Our guest is Donnell Ewert, who is the head of the Shasta County Public Health and Human Services. Now, one of the things as people keep pointing their fingers at you, personally, maybe not personally, is that the reason we have so many of these people laying around in the streets and coming to our city and our county is that you all give away a lot of stuff. And, I mean, you've heard that before, I'm sure. How much of that is really – is that a light of hyperbole or is there something to that?
Well, I'm very grateful that I live in the United States of America where we have freedom to move wherever we want to go. And I've moved quite a bit in my life, as I mentioned earlier. You know, I lived in Florida, and I went to college in Illinois, and I lived in Virginia and Arkansas. But I came back to California. I love California. I've lived in three different parts of California, the Bay Area, Southern California, and the North State. And, you know, we have the freedom to do that. And, you know, lower-income people who are down on their luck, they have the freedom to move around as well. And so we do have some people who pass through. I'm an immigrant to Shasta County. We know Bethel brings a lot of people here. They do a lot of good in our community. We know marijuana brings people here. There's a lot of different forces of people moving in and out of our county, and I think focusing only on one segment kind of misses the fact that that's a reality across all economic levels.
Yeah, but a lot of people move here, like you said, but Bethel usually brings, you know, they've got jobs or they're, I don't remember them being into the system, but maybe they are. You moved here, but you had a job. I moved here, I had a job. Bob lives here. But what we're talking about is people that come to Shasta County. And what are the, I mean, and they are, they need assistance. So what are the requirements to get assistance here in Shasta County?
Right. So the studies that have been done show that more than half, maybe 62-thirds, 67% of the folks that are homeless actually have lived in Shasta County for an extended period of time.
Okay.
So I think that's an important thing to highlight, that some of our neighbors, family, friends, get down on their luck and end up homeless. We do have people that do come through that are transient, and I think it's not completely understood why, although I think the police chief has kind of changed his point of view a little bit to say, you know, folks aren't necessarily coming here from far away. They come from surrounding counties, and I think there is some truth to that. We do have a variety of services available here that make it a little easier to live here. For example, you know, we have the Good News Rescue Mission here, which I think is a fantastic institution. So a lot of our surrounding counties have not seen fit to create a shelter like that within their county, which I think is on them. You know, I think it reflects well on us that we care enough to have that institution.
And that's true.
And to serve our people. We'd rather that the folks from other counties didn't come, but I'm not going to say that some of those counties don't sometimes encourage people to come up here.
Do you have like a, okay, so somebody that's not a long-term resident of our county, is there something like you've got to live here, you got to have something, or they just have to show up and say, gosh, you know, I don't have a place to live, I don't have any food, and I like to be, and I've got a child. Do they just sign up then, or is there like, no, you have to be here for a month in Shasta County?
To get general assistance, which is our basic, you know, program for indigents who don't have children, they need to be here a few weeks. You know, but the thing is, if you're homeless, you can't even prove your address.
You can't prove it.
Right?
So they could have gotten in here yesterday and just say, oh, no, I've been here for 6 months.
They could. But I want to remind everyone, it's a very small amount of money. It's about $325 a month, and you only can get it for 3 months in every 12 months, and it's a loan. So you have to pay it back. So it isn't it's not a great benefit.
But there's a big payback going on, huh?
We get quite a bit back, actually.
Really?
Because if people get on SSI, then SSI pays us back.
So it's only $325 a month for 3 months out of the year.
That's correct. That's it.
See, I didn't know that. See, I just thought they got that every month. I thought they got like $12,000 and they were driving around in new cars.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I didn't realize, though, it was only for 3 months.
Right. So now if you have a child, now you're going to qualify for CalWORKS.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's a program that you can stay on for 2 years.
And how much is that?
And the idea there is, you know, to help people get job ready and look for jobs. And that depends on how large your family is. So it there isn't one number for that. The more children you have, the more
money you get.
Yeah.
So it's like, what, $1,000 a month for a child? Or
no, it would be less than that. If you were like single with one child, it would probably be $500 or $600 is all it would be. So it's not the kind of money that most people think.
I'm glad to be able to hear this. Okay, now there's somebody's on the line here wants to talk and ask a question. So, Jimmy, good morning. You have a question for Mr. Ewart?
Yes, I do. Hey, another one of the rumors or hearsay is that other missions in bigger cities around California and other entities in these bigger cities get inundated with these homeless and give them, you know, a couple bucks and a bus ticket to Redding, saying that that the mission about and tell them to come to the mission up here. And I'll take my answer off the air. Okay, bye.
And that would be the Asphalt Cowboys.
No, we're just hearing gunshots, and I'm reaching, Bob's reaching, and then we realize that, nope, it's the Asphalt Cowboys coming by. Jimmy, there's almost a shootout out here in the street right then. You know, anyway, okay. Now Jimmy's off the air. We've got a couple minutes. What about that rumor?
Well, I've never heard that rumor before, and I'm not an expert on the mission community. I would defer to my good friend Jonathan Anderson for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do know that the mission has a program I can't remember the name of it now, whereby if somebody wants to go back to their family in another community, that's from us. We send them back. Yeah.
Right.
But I think, you know, I'm assuming other communities do this as well. And I think that the key there is that folks want to go back to a place where they have family or friends and, you know, they're getting assistance to do that. And it's probably going both ways. And I think when folks say people come here, you know, people are moving all over. And if folks think we're the only community with homeless people, then,
no, they're everywhere.
Then you haven't been around.
Except maybe Palm Springs. Okay, Donnell, we have to run here, but one of the big problems that's facing everybody, and we just don't have time to talk about the mental health thing. I'd like to bring you back or have one of your people come back on that one, is the fact is that we have static taxes. There's no growth and the impact that's going to have on the county services next year. Last comment on this?
Yeah, well, I think that the public needs to understand that we have flat taxes and increasing costs, and what that ends up meaning is that we have to cut our expenses, meaning services. And I think in the next few years, that's what we're going to be seeing, is that a lot of the county departments are going to have to be reducing services in order to make ends meet.
Okay. I was glad to hear that today is that there are a lot of mental health facilities around here that we just need to get our arms around them. And I think that so many people want to help that I'd sure like to see some kind of one person or one entity, like a building that you could put everybody into so that it could save time and trouble for everything and that everybody could find out. And there's so many, there are different, a lot of places. If you've got somebody that needs help, just call down to your to the Shasta County, and they've got probably phone numbers for everybody that can give you help in alcoholism, drugs, mental health, all of this.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks so much for being here with us
Thank
today.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You have a piece of cake, huh? Yeah. Okay. We get you in easy on this one the next time we come in, and we got, oh, yeah, okay.
So, okay.
Hey, tomorrow, Stephen Hunter, who is the author of those Bobby Lee Swigert books, Sniper and Marksman books. One of my favorite series, and he's going to be our guest tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning for about a half an hour. We're going to talk about his new books and how he got into being this in not only books but movies. Everybody have a great day, and watch out for those Asphalt Cowboys.
More tickets tomorrow for the rodeo we're going to be giving away here on air, so tune in.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Redding. The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river, but before that, it is 9 o'clock, and we can officially announce. Minutes ago, you heard gunfire, and it was all in fun because the Asphalt Cowboys annual bank holdup just took place. And I can now tell you the very first clues being released for the Lone Stranger, those dastardly sidekick, the dastardly duo struck a bank, we don't know which one, minutes ago. The clue for the Lone Strangers for today is as follows. The Lone Stranger and sidekick escaped to the hills, one after the other, to count those new bills. I'll read that again. For the Lone Stranger and sidekick, the clue is... The